Moin Nochom.
Elohim, Zeches, Christen, Ikaroifu. Yamah, Elohim, Peni Nochom, Ahon, Beroisim, Nochom, Ahon, 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 major stage in Klal Yisrael's birth, in Klal Yisrael's steiging, the leaving of Mitzrayim, the leaving B'Shalach Paras Ha'om. Klal Yisrael has just been through a tremendous experience, one of the greatest, probably the greatest revelation of the Ibn Shalom's power, that the British from this world was Megal himself. The Farshim say, Asara Makis, it was Asara Mamorosh Shebohem Nivra Oilam. There is no coincidence, 10-10. Besides being Wins News Time. The 10-10 is... 10-10 is far and right at the Makpil, parallel to the 10 Mamorosh Shedivra Oyo, the 10 of the 10 Makis. And we made him a storm in the ten as in the seres at Dibras also. The so being, that just like there was a miracle revelation in the Briyas Ha'olam, Vasor Mamor's Nivra Ha'olam, is Vasor Makos, when Klaius were coming into creation as an Am, it was Vasor Makos. It was a miracle revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shlita in the Bria. Oyed is a Shlita in the Bria in every facet. Ki ani Hashem bekerev kol ha'oretz. Ki ani Hashem b'shamayim v'oretz. Everywhere, aliyam. The person to Shlita over the Bria. As though in Bria saw Oilam, there was a Shlita. Koine shamayim v'oretz. So too, in the Maimer, in the Aseres HaMakos, there was a murdering revelation, and it continued with Kriyas Yam Suf. Obviously, the greatest revelation may be Shaiach Ro Shifcha Al Hayom, Mashaloi Ro Yechezkel Mevuzi. And the obvious question that everybody asks, and their cousin, to go along with him, is what happened. But Moshe, after seeing such a revelation, after being so inspired, seeing the Yad Hashem so clearly, and yet, Klal Yisrael comes not long into to Har Sinai, there's a Cheta Egel, there's a Bo'am Shon of a Midbar, there is Loininus, I feel in this week's parish already. They come tomorrow, there means Loinin, what's going to be? Where's the basar? Where's the meat? Where's the beef? What's with entricot? Well done. So what's the pshar of Yisrael? Rav Moshe as a mahalich that the side is that there was no individual, Klal Yisrael themselves did not work for this madrega of nevuah, of revelation. It came to them as an oinish for the mitzriim. It came to them as makis. Avada, there was supposed to be a realization of Hashem's power and strength in this world, but since they didn't really work at it, their own easy, as we say, easy come, easy go. So Agam, that they saw, you see, emerging a zach. This is so easy, but say how much a person says, oh, if only a person would come to me, reveal himself, I would come tomorrow and give me $1 million. I'll be the biggest maimon. I won't complain about nothing. Oh, you don't understand what a maimon I would be. I would be all day wrapped in towels and tefillin with a big, nice thing on top, because I have so much money now, but I would be wrapped in that towels with a, what is it called, the keser on the Torah on the top. For the mice, I'll be wrapped in towels and tefillin all day. You would see me, it'd be different. And yet, they saw everything, and they had everything, and yet, it didn't last. If you don't ingrain it into you, if you don't get a tefillin and rive, it doesn't come through work or by your own work, it's not going to last. But the mice, we want to be mazvid yisoy. It's a pelah de gezach, but it goes along the same lines. It's a pelah de gezach, the parasha starts off, by yibishal parasha om, v'loy nochem elokim derech eretz plishtim ki korov v'kemal, peyin nochem om birsoim 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 birsoim. This pasuk is mamish lo yom ki super, to understand what's going on over here. And Klal Yisrael saw the Marcus. They saw tremendous Yad Hashem, unbelievable. It's not shaykh. Not shaykh. I comment that they were miming now, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, based Pesach, Amila. They saw Meredek and Bechor, called Bechor and Mitzrayim. And yet, and these are people going out, be miming, and yet, they're not allowed to go on the road of Derech Eretz Plishtim. Yikorav Hu, then you rose in Milchama b'shom b'tzvah. They're going to see Milchama. So they'll see Milchama. So what? They saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yad. They saw unbelievable. They're going to run back to Mitzrayim. How do we understand this? But the Yisod, whatever we're going to say, proud, the Yisod is staring us in the face of us. This is the Yisod God of Rabbi Yisod. For everybody to hear and to know and to understand the Yisod God of Rabbi Yisod. That a person has to understand that even after he's heard the Musa Shmuz and he's been infused with tremendous chizuk and he has tremendous inspiration, the greatest of speakers came out and he's inspired until he solidifies that. Inspiration, that machshava, that Torah, it doesn't become a reality by him 100%. It's not put into an actual maisa. A person's very vulnerable to lose even the biggest, greatest, most powerful inspiration. Until it becomes a reality by him 100%, until he puts it into a real Kabbalah, into something real, it could vanish just like it came. V'loy nocham elokim derech eretz plishtim. What's the Yisoid of Yisai? Who are the plishtim? What's up is derech eretz plishtim? What's up is the plishtim? What's the land? But the Gemara is often, I've always heard you test. Zog the Gemara, Ashrei ha'ish, shalai holach, ba'atzis v'shoyim. Zeh Avram Avinu. Shalai holach, ba'atzis, anchi dorah flog, ish v'shoyim ha'yu. Uvederech ha'tom lo'y omad, shalai omad, ba'om avida stoim, shechatoim ha'yu. Ma'atzi stoim ro'im v'chatoim, uv'moysha v'lei shalai yosha, v'moysha v'anzi plishtim, neshalai tzonim ha'yu. Shenemar vayihi kitoiv libo amayom ekiru l'shimshon yisach ilono. It's a meredig yisoid over here, which we speak from the chayest agav orach rabchayim v'lojim yisoid on the Mishnah. And Avram Avinu, that a person can give over his character traits, go in be Yerusha, the second nature to the generation after, because the Pelah, the Gemara brings a ride to Plishtim, from Avram Avinu, lo yosha ba'atzas in the Plishtim, Because why? The Plishtim Eitzon, what's the riot in Dor Shimshin? Many years later, we find the Plishtim, what's the riot of the Gemara? That's Mucha from here, that we find in the kids, this midah of Eitzonis, it was given by the Tatis, by the Doris before him. Otherwise, the Gemara is no riot. What's the plan? The Gemara is no, but they're there. It's like Eitzonim Hayu. Because the koach of Leitzonis, and you say the koach of Leitzonis, that means Plishtim might make a war just to make Leitzonis. What Leitzonis, Rabbeisai? Leitzonis is not Dafka cracks a joke. That's also Leitzonis. Leitzonis is being married the Erech of any Dover. He korach abadeh, asher korach abadeh. They cooled you off. Amalek. This week's parasha also. The end of the parasha. Amalek comes. Vayovo avoyev. Amalek. Amalek comes. The koyach of Amalek is because the leitzanim. Amalek is the call to cool us off. What's the koyach of cool off? Yoytsim biyod rama. By souls going out with the gevaldik, the moriyadik, inspiration. But one joke, you still, even after that inspiration, but we're vulnerable. We're vulnerable. If we don't take it in right away, the yisod, if it doesn't become part of us, if we don't spend the time after we have an inspiration, but say, it's very, very nice. The person goes, very quick shmooze, Rabbi. Unbelievable shmooze. And then he goes out to the hall, and they crack a joke about something that happened in the shmud. You see that wig the Rishima put on. Zero, again, ups and downs, the slide, shoots and ladders. Again, he could have had meridic inspiration. The Bereshav gave the greatest Musa shmuz ever. The Aseres HaMakos was the Musa shmuz of the generation. Was the inspiration for lifetime. The Bereshit said, okay, now they have the inspiration, but they're vulnerable. It's right after. They're going out now. They have some chizuk, but they're still vulnerable. It didn't come to mice. It wasn't ingrained in their bones yet. It'll destroy the whole Musa Shmuz. Like it happened by Amalek. And then Rashi brings that topic. Hashem took that rechoik and had more time, and yet still. But derech nes plishtim is a big. They're very vulnerable now. It's not shy. This is such a powerful lesson of us, and it could very well be of us. Even if they did work on that, they got inspiration, and they did it. But if you don't take the inspiration, if someone doesn't take the inspiration, and you do something with the inspiration, you take the inspiration, and you feel they get a chizik in Limud HaTorah, in Yerushalayim, in something that's, and you go and put it into a Kabbalah Lemaisa, something practical, the boy says it's very, very shy, it's not going to go anywhere. You know why? Because what you heard, what he hears, that's coming from the speaker. He's giving it over. You have to go take that and make it something that's practical by you. You have to take those words and make it by you. As a Ben Yonah writes in Shar Beis, Im Eina Mili Mili. If you're not for yourself, who's going to be for you? Zokta Ben Yonah. You could have in my words, we could have the greatest speakers, a whole forum. And I'm not the Meva, Rav Pesach Kron, the Magid, and you have this speaker, Rabbi Sachar Fran, the greatest speaker, with the greatest, most inspiring smooths about Tshuva, about getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And people are bawling, tears are coming down people's eyes, the tissues, you hear, everybody's messing with the tissues, and their mamish, their eyes are red, mamish. The guys in the back, their eyes are red, because that was from before the shmooz, right? But these chachlili, but they're talking about the people in the shmooz, they're coming to the shmooz, their mamish excited, inspired, be inspired, inspiration, and they're all going to go, wow, mamish. And in that moment, you feel you're changing. That's all what you got from the speaker of this time. But in Eina Nili Mili, Zokar Ben Yoina, if you don't do something for yourself, zero, zero, zero. And it's so frustrating because when we get inspired, this is just uplifting. As a feeling that you want, that you can be carried and go and be and go places with it and become different and become a gevaldik. Go to a different madrasa, Rabbi. Let's be real, Rabbi. That's what we're here for. We're here to go up. You're not going up, you're going down, Rabbi Yisrael. We're here to go up higher. And we need inspiration. Gosh Baruch made it that way. Shimu Sechinav Shechem. But the other says the ear is the most important able we hear. It's a very important thing to be able to hear and be inspired by that. But you got to do something about it. You can't let it stay in that process of hearing. It has to move forward. And the time right after you hear it, that time when you're really inspired by it, that's the most vulnerable time. Because now you still have the inspiration. You got to put it into practice. You got to do something. You got to make it mamish. And therefore, since it was such a vulnerable time, and it could be Rabbi Yisrael. Noch Matan Torah, Rabbi Yisrael, there was a big Nisayin. Noch Matan Torah, Noch Oz Yoshe was a big Nisayin, another Mahalach. They was much state, not after Matan Torah, after Kriyas Yamsuf, right after they sang the Shira. They sang the Shira, and it was inspiration. Everybody cried itself, Tavala, Oz Yoshe, Moshe. Unbelievable Shira, Shira Lashem, Kiko, Zakele Van Beyo, beautiful, Als, beautiful. But right after that, Rabbi said, what happened? What was the next thing that happened? Vayasa Moshe. Stayed in Pasuk, Vayasa Moshe, Shom Yam Suf. Moshe was pulling them away. Says Rashi, he see him Bal Korchom, she itru Mitzrayim, Susayim, Betachshit Lizor, Vekesef, Vavonim Toivis, or Israel, Moitzino, some Biyam, Bukdurlo, is a piece of Yam, pieces of Mitzrayim, Shadur, the field, Hoitzvah, Lassiyam, Bal Korchom. They had Lassiyam, Bal Korchom. They were so, got involved with Boisai. I'm not saying they shouldn't have been involved. There was a mitzvah, but they got too involved. They got too into, they got so inspired that they got inspired into Tachpesena, Kekesev, Vehachazov, Vehachad Moni, Tachpesena, Oz Tavin Yiris Hashem. So the Maisa, the lesson was got spoiled by the spoils. They got too involved with us. They got too licked in with us. They forgot. I mean, right after that, Rabbi said, Mamish right here, Vayom Maroso, and they back Vayiloinu, Klaus does Vayiloinu, man. They need Parnosa, they need Mayan, and then what happened to that Muna? They got too involved, Rabbi said, in the of day to day life, the living, the influx of the riches. And they got so involved in that. It spoiled the whole limud of Moshe. Oz Yoshe Moshe. So we could say, Behemoth, it could be they were inspired and they worked and got inspired. But Lomai said they were still vulnerable right after Har Sinai. And there was an assignment there. They were supposed to take, but not go wild of Moshe over the thing. They had to now calm it down, take what they need and move on. They got involved in that. They lost the inspiration right after Vayiloinu. This is a Muyuridik of Musa Haskar, but it's also Moshe. It's so gewaldig, because we're going on a mitzvah Shabbat Shabbaton, the gewaldig rabbi, excellent. We're going on a Shabbaton and everything, but the tachlis of everything, Rabbi Yisrael, Eiz Hashem, as we get chizik, we should have a chizik, we should act us together, the zmiris, the inspiration, the speeches, whatever, everything, even just being together. But it's not, that's the tachlis of mitzvah Hashem, we'll come back and smile, but you have to realize, Rabbi Yisrael, God to put it into a Kabbalah. It has to be with a Kabbalah, it has to come to fruition. It has to come to Maisa. You have to take the inspiration and start to make some decisions in life, real decisions. It's not enough to be inspired. It's very nice. People hear tapes and inspirations and go, all day. But you have to make some decisions based on the thing that they said. And the problem is there's a little guy inside of us, and his name is Leitz. Yitzi Leitz. Yitza, the Leitzan is supposed to say. Yitzi Leitz. His last name is Leitz. And he lie every time you hear a good word of voice and you want to get inspired and he talks about something inspired, that little guy pops up, Yitzi Letz, and he says, come on, don't believe that rabbi, he's brainwashing, he's telling you this, is that. It's not like he says, you gotta be ready at this and that. He's just a little bit too fanatic, he's this, he's that, of voice side. And Basari Pshadov, you don't get anywhere to voice side. You're wasting your time. You're wasting your time. Go play chess. That's where a lot of guys probably are. Just to use your mind. You probably say, a person comes to yeshiva, what are you doing here? But they think, sometimes we don't use our mind, but you come to yeshiva, a person comes to yeshiva, what's he coming to for a person? What's he coming here? To become a champion ping pong player? What's he coming to yeshiva for? You're coming to yeshiva to spend years to get the basics, get the inspiration, become something where you do something with your life in the future. create the backbone and Hashkofas Achaim, and the way you're going to live your lives, and the way you're going to accomplish, and how to become inspired. You're not going to get it now, Rabbi. We always speak about when you get out. So how do you get it, Rabbi? How do you move forward, Rabbi? You know how you move forward? It's not by a shmoo. Sometimes you see a Gemara. You're learning a Gemara. And the Gemara talks to you. There's a Gemara in the Gemara. God all this, God all Yom HaKashom, God all this. You have an inspiration for the Gemara. You see something in the Gemara that talks to you, tells you something, that gives you an inspiration, and do something about it. So what happens? Again, the lights comes up again. The lights inside of us, Rabbi. We have so much leitzonis. Leitzonis is abound, Rabbi. And what's leitzonis? It's not only the dead itself. Leitzonis is all the stuff that we have, the media, Rabbi. Moishav leitzim. All that stuff on the phones and that stuff. It's moishav leitzim, Rabbi. You know why? Because it takes away the error, the true value of anything. The whole thing is dimion anyway. The whole thing is mostly fake. So no, they take away the true value of everything. The other way around, but they mirror the value of Yiddishkeit, especially the ones that do it lemaisa, who make fun of the from Yidin, the people that learn Torah and make the late sonas kemura shem yirach, and what the Gemara says about a late, what he's going to burn in. But lemaisa chutz from that, from those ones who made the make sonas, chutz from that, just the whole era, because they're teaching us what is their hashkof zakai, what's important in life, what should be our goals in life. That's what you see. That's what they're trying to teach us. Whether it's what's direct or indirect, they're poisoning your brain with what they think is supposed to be chashuv in life. So they have a big sign, a big this is important. Whatever it is, the type of food, everybody has to eat it. Or this type of car, or this type of thing, that everybody has to get it. That is, by the world, this shows status. That's your status. You're a chashuv person if you drive a BMW. What makes you chashid? I don't know. You could be who knows what. You're sitting in a chair and something's warming your tush. Why does that make you chashid? So you can have something that's warming your tush. That doesn't mean you're chashid. What makes the person chashid? Who knows what he does? He's the biggest mush chashid ba'oila, but he drives a big car. That's chashid. You see him for a specific person, that's chashid. The guy smokes a cigarette. You see him in a big billboard. Wow. There's something special about that guy. Because he has a Kent cigarette in the corner of his lip with a cowboy hat. He must be chashuv. What makes him chashuv? He's sitting because he's in the picture. But that's our brains. That's the whole yisoid of that world of advertising, is to make the biggest billboard in the world. And this is chashuv. That makes chashuv. That's leitzonis, if I say. That's total leitzonis. Leitzonis is not, oh, he cracked a joke. That's also true. That cracks a joke after you get inspired. That's the Shem Yirache. Leitzonis Acha is Moiris of the Gemara. Moiris, Mea Teichochos. The guy can hear Mea Teichochos, hundreds of Teichochos, what he should do, how he should live his life, and how he can get better and better and better. And one stupid joke in the back, someone lays that, throws out a stupid joke, and the whole thing goes down the drain. And that guy has a private agenda because he has guilt from his life, because he makes a joke, and people listen to it. And the whole inspiration goes down the drain. This guy could have gone into outer space. He could have mamish changed his life if he would have made a decision, sat down afterwards. And Amol, by a Musa Shavuz, after a Musa Shavuz, they used to get together and chazer it, and then go over it and take something out of the Shavuz, and then and go take that inspiration and do something, make his decision. And start doing this, and start doing that. That's how you grow, Rabbi Yisrael. You take the inspiration, you do something with it. If it remains just inspiration, it dissipates after a while, but if you don't do anything with it. And because there's so much leitzonis out there, but so many things that try to mirror the true value of everything. It's a crazy world, but and today, so it used to be, so you stayed in yeshiva, and you got the inspiration, and you go from yeshiva to the second seder, you go from here to here. Here you walk out afterward, you take out your phone, and somebody just presents a joke. He makes a joke. It doesn't matter about the shmur, but something about what he shows you, some picture of something somewhere else around the world. Right around the guns, inspiration down the bathroom, down the toilet, Rabbi Yisrael. Hashem Yirachim, Rabbi Yisrael. Moshe Beitzim Lo Yosha. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the biggest Musa Shmuz, the most unbelievable Musa Shmuz, the most beer you should have. But when Nochem and the Kim, they shouldn't go down. What are you worried about, Hashem? This is the inspired people. These people saw blood all over the place. They saw the mitzvah cut up his orange and wanted to make orange juice. And it was a bloody orange juice. They saw him take out, turn on and go into a shower after a hard day with all his grease on him. They saw him open the shower, hot or cold. I don't know which is better for blood. Hot-blooded. They saw unbelievable frogs all over. The guys were walking by, nothing happened to them. Not shy of the, not shy of the lesson. This nation can't be affected. Stay away from the son. Could be the lesson will be destroyed. Which lesson? Well, it was a rabbi. He spoke a little bit about inspiration, about Hashem. And it wasn't, it was picture perfect. It was user friendly shmooze. It wasn't, it was motion picture shmooze. It wasn't something you had to read and he listened to. He's boring, he's not boring, he's inspiring, he's not inspiring. And he's saying it, and who says? You saw in your face, baboons! Walking down the street, and there he is! Oscar the Lion! Shalom Aleichem, Oscar! How are you, Yankala? And then he sees a Mitzri grill rip off his head. And once saw in the Hamudiah, they had a thing that there was a couple, they went to, he went to the safari in what's it called, in South Africa, and they lowered the window. They went to say, hi, nice lion. The next thing you knew, her head was in his mouth. Nice lion. Friendly lion. Hi. He didn't have lunch, so now he had lunch. The husband got away, or else he would have been supper. Lions walking in the street. Animals, North polar bears. I don't know if you. We're in the Mediterranean. Where are the polar bears coming from? You ever saw a polar bear in Israel? Not yet, man. Maybe on the Hermon, we'll see him skiing down the Hermon with us tomorrow. Yeah, polar bear, a boy sight. They walk down the street, and but it says the Gemara, he came with his climate. The Sivash, came with his climate. All of a sudden. 90 degree weather outside. Hope you see snow just in that area with a polar bear walking down the block with the arm of a mitzvah in his mouth, chewing. A little cold out there, no? But next door was a snake. He needs a hot climate. He's walking around. Watch out for the snow, you nachash. See this every day for weeks and months of Oisai, and seeing unbelievable miracles. What an inspiration of Oisai. And yet, not their heads, Klishna. They might crack a joke. Crack a jacks. And that's it. The Oisai, this is unbelievable. You saw it, Oisai. It's something that we have to take inspiration. We have to take our lives seriously, of us. We want to grow, we want to move forward, stay in the same place. Besides the fact that we can get, but it's so frustrating, of us. Guy goes up and down, it's like a roller coaster every day. You get on a roller coaster for a day, of us, you get sick. You're your whole life on a roller coaster. You're throwing up all day. No one, you want to be in bed. You're on a roller coaster, ups and downs. We have our ups and downs, but that's how you want to go up. You go down a little bit, but at the end of the day, you got to go in, you got an up direction. You'll have a little urethra and Surah Aliyah. Or we got to constantly go up. Otherwise, how do you go up? There's constant inspiration. Otherwise, we get so much inspired by so many things. Otherwise, if you're looking for it and you're open to it, and many people are open, that's what we're doing here. The Torah says, but we don't do anything with it afterwards. We let the koyach of the Yetzer, of the Litzonis, of all that to dissipate. That's when Mechamas Lashem Ba'amolek, Otherwise, they were the biggest Litzonim. They destroyed the whole lesson. They came and they attacked and made such a terrible Hashakorcha. They weakened that inspiration, this unbelievable Korcha inspiration. They made it weak, they made it Shvach, Rabbi. And Muhammad Hashem, Rabbi Yisai, Dor, because Hashem's lesson was destroyed. And this is what we have to understand, what we have to get. Wherever we go, wherever we inspire, Rabbi Yisai, do something about it, take it in, make a decision. Think about what you learned. Think about the emes of the truth. And then take that you saw and put it into something like a decision in life. you're inspired, you realize it's the right derech, you like learning Torah, make a decision, I'm going to stay in learning longer, I'm going to push a little bit more to learn, I'm going to try to learn even better, but when I learn, I know that I get inspired more, I'm going to make decisions to learn better and a higher level and more deep and more learning up and knowing what I'm learning, but I get inspired by Shmuz, by Chazara, I'm going to make a plan of Chazara right away. There are people here, Baruch Hashem, it's really that mamish, they got inspired, they make a plan, they got bought a book, they went out, and they did something about the Chazara. It's not as vain now, yeah, such a great idea, Chazara, then the next day, it waits for the next Mujba Chazara. What an unbelievable, what an unbechizikba Chazara, Rebbe, unbelievable. And what happens the next day? Back to the same downfall. The police side. It's time to take, you can't always, every time, but there's times in life that we get really inspired. Take that inspiration, put it to something in use. Don't let, have the time before you're vulnerable. Take the time out before you're vulnerable. Take that inspiration, make it lemaisa, do something, make a decision based on that. And then be'ez Hashem, the inspiration will last, it will stay. Be'ez Hashem will be zeicha. To rise, to shine and rise. Not just to rise and shine, but to shine and rise, and to keep going up and up, becoming great people of us, that we can become of us. There's so many people that they did it, and they decided, and they moved forward, and today it's history of us. They became great people in Gliza. And they were simple people, but they got inspired by something. I just thought it was something that doesn't happen anywhere. And I just heard it by Yaakov Bender, who was speaking out, that he said, who knows the Hatzalah, the whole Hatzalah movement? I mean, we're going to tell you the Hatzalah movement today, it saves thousands of lives. Well, Matzal Nevi Shalachas, how it started, I've got the name of the Yid, but it was Yid in Borough Park. What was his name? Anybody know the name of the Yid that started? Whatever, Yid in Borough Park. Heshi. What's that? Weber, right? It said Heshi Weber. He was in Borough Park, and he was in front of us, and a guy had a heart attack in front of him, and it took an hour until the ambulance came. He said, Kenish Zayt Shazarach. Kenesh Zayt Shazarach. So people will stumble. Other people also say Kenesh Zayt. Then Kenesh Zayt, Kenesh Zayt. Then there was a paper open with a story about the president, whoever the president was then, Richard Ford, that he was once on a vacation somewhere. And they saw this. Well, he saw a bill. Someone else was inspired. He saw a billboard afterwards of somebody smoking Kenesh. So he went to the store and he's nervous. So he went to smoke a pack of cigarettes. By the time he finished, the inspiration was gone. And this happens at Kenesh Zayt Shazarach. And he started that there and then, he's going out, and he's going to play Chatzalah, but he said. And the rest is history, but he's one man. He's a person, he's a short man, no big guy. One man changed the history of the world, but he said. Changed the history. Everybody could do it, but when you get to an inspiration, you do something about it. Don't sit back, think, and then wait for the Litzonis to settle in. Do something about it. Make a decision. Not every time, but something important in life. You hear something that talks to you and tells you that this is the lesson for you. The Baruch Hashem puts you in place to hear the message. Listen to the message. But say, do something about it. Bilam also heard a message. The donkey opened its mouth. The boy said, if a donkey starts talking to you, what do you do? A donkey starts talking. He knew the donkey was talking. There was a moira that got mozaska. You listen to what a message. A donkey talks. He went right on. Can you imagine? Because it was like Sonic, you can murder anything. Bill was probably trying to think why he hit him. The guy told the donkey talk to you. What are you thinking about? Are you nuts? Because it's all late silence. We don't think of the message. Someone's telling you and talking to you. You can be great. You can be great in Yiddishkeit. You can be great for Klal Yisrael. Go and do something with your lives. Get out of bed. Do something with your lives. Great. Shmuz, Rebbe, I'm all inspired. Get on the diving board. I got to think about this. I'm going to go for a little nap. Wake me up in 2 days. It's depression. I have to do something in my life. Take the message, listen to the message, do something about it, and make your life great. Become a nashu gedoyl in a boy's side. Toys the ksuba samach gil and call a hoylech and yeshiva nasa odom godoyl. If you're not odom godoyl, you didn't go to yeshiva, boy's side. You might have stayed in yeshiva, visited the yeshiva. Nasa od Tzoksi says kistamahu, it's tamah. Hoyachli yeshiva nasa odom godli. It can be creative of us. God, everybody will feel my opinion who he is. But odom godli of us. Let's become an Oshim Gedoylin. Let's be a hoyben and mensch. Let's go above. Be inspired people. Live our lives inspired and change the world. That's love.